he had an empty basement, so he figured, what can he do with this whitewash already? I don't know what they paid for whitewash in those days, but evidently it was a cheap thing. So he decided it's all clean for a new business. A lot of poor people in the neighborhood, and for that reason, there were a lot of shoemakers in the neighborhood, because poorer people don't buy new shoes, so that is so often. So there are a lot of stores, shoemakers. So he took in leather and findings. The findings refer to the tacks, nails, whatever they use, heel plates, etc. So he didn't know anything about leather, how to cut it. But I was about 10 years old, and I used to watch. He hired a man who was in that leather business, and he showed him how to take a whole hide and cut it up. And in the good parts, you'd have it for soles and heels. The wrinkled part near the neck, you'd use that for fillers in. Then you had to divide it with a piece of chalk and put the price on each one. And I used to watch, and after that, I used to cut them. I don't know how I... Well, I watched this guy once or twice and market how much it was worth, etc. So he did a little business in with the shoemakers there, which shows that he never stood still. He always went to help himself and help the family, of course.